The Winterthur Museum in Delaware now houses a rare document of black history. The painting from 1857 depicts a 22-year-old Sidney Hall, a free black woman who lived in Baltimore and worked for an abolitionist Quaker family. WHYY's Vicky Diaz-Camacho has more.
Art has a way of exposing, even changing, historical narratives. The 167-year-old portrait, framed in gold, is one of the first works visitors will see in the gallery entrance. Set in an idyllic spring scene, Sidney Hall's smiling face is front and center.
We have this sensitive portrayal of Sidney, who is an identifiable member of the free black community of Baltimore.
Kedra Kiris is one of the curators. Hall dons a dusty coral pink gown, in her hands a silver tray with a tea pastry. Two young girls, Patty and Lily, sit to her left and right in blue and green gowns accented with white lace.
It's a very vibrant portrayal, a patch of blue sky. There's this lush arbor with flowering trees.
Identifying black sitters is rare, she adds. Census records list Hall as part of the esteemed Tyson family, staunch abolitionists and descendants of Quakers. Artist Thomas Waterman Wood departs from stereotypical reductive images of the era, perhaps because Waterman Wood was an abolitionist, known for his work depicting free black professionals. Alexandra Deutsch says the portrait gives the museum a chance
to tell a more complete history that we have not been able to tell in this way.
Deutsch is director of collections at the Winterthur Museum and championed the effort to buy the painting several months ago.
We are beginning to build out a story, and that record may lead us to a whole family network.
The portrait is now on display permanently at the Winterthur Museum. Vicky Diaz-Camacho, WHYY News.